The S&D Podcast Channel, the perfect channel for any style of podcast. We have all different pop culture style podcasts for all of your listening needs. If you would like to start a podcast, you can reach us at sndpodcast@gmail.com. We are always looking for new podcasts to add to our channel, and the topic could be anything you want. So contact us now.
Hi, James.
All right, let's get this started. Episode 359. Summertime is here. I'm going straight into this. Danny, I got a question for you. We're going straight into it.
Hopefully I have an answer.
You should have a pretty good answer on this one. Is number 7 getting raised to the rafters in blue and orange for the New York Knicks?
I don't think he should.
Ooh.
But
it's officially a debate now.
Yeah,
because now it's now he's retired. Now the debate starts. He's a Hall of Fame NBA player.
Yeah, see, like, I don't personally think, like, because, like, he was on, there was only really one real playoff run, and that was just the second round. And that was a
got into the second round.
Year. And there was two other first round exits. Like, I guess because of the player he was, that. If he was to become a retired number of the Knicks, I wouldn't be mad. But me personally wouldn't consider him a retired number.
Would it be one of those, put the number up there for the name, but you could give the number away again if you need to?
No.
Is that a thing? I got it out of the Millennium Falcon, just in case. I just wanted to point that out. This is weird because, okay. Let's just go... Games, he's not in the top 10. Field goals, he's number 10. What about points per game? I know that's kind of hard.
He has to be up there because obviously three pointers and he. Oh, who hit a home run?
Lindor. Points per game. Danny, who's number one? Just a guess.
For the Knicks?
Yeah.
Patrick?
Bob McAdoo.
Okay.
Melo is 3 behind Bob McAdoo and BK at 24.7 points.
See,
a game.
The game completely changed. So he's probably going to get his jersey retired, but
correct because Julius Randle is 5.
Yeah.
So
gross.
This is very much a passing
yards. See, the thing with Randle is he's such a stat guy that it's just.
Well, when he plays.
Wait. I don't know what the minimum.
He plays a lot. He just doesn't actually play a lot.
No, he plays a lot in the regular season.
I don't know what the minimum games is, but number 9 on the list. Wait, hold on. 9? Number 9 on the list is Al Harrington.
So, I don't think that's a valid
list.
See,
it's like the passing yards with quarterbacks.
Correct. I'm assuming it's 100 games. I forgot Al Harrington was a Knick for 2 seasons.
Yeah, see, like, that's the thing. Like, it's like there wasn't any three-pointers in the 70s.
Right.
So, like, I'm sure Clyde and those guys would have more points.
Correct.
I don't know about Clyde, but imagine Bernard King having a three-point line.
Well, I'm pretty sure Bernard had one.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Maybe have I don't I honestly couldn't tell you
the thing with Bernard King is
Bernard King's era.
He had a 3-point percentage.
He got hurt, and unfortunately, correct. Him and Patrick like missed each other.
He was out. He averaged 21, 26, 32, and then he blew out his knee, came back and averaged 22 in 6 games, and then went on to Golden State. Teams. No, Washington. Sorry.
Like, it would have been amazing if him and Patrick, like, if his knee didn't blow out and Patrick was playing with him.
Correct.
That would have been
fun. Who knows what would have been going on that franchise at that point.
Right.
So,
like, the player Carmelo, obviously one of my all-time favorites. The criteria doesn't really show why his jersey should be retired, but the stats back it up, so... Yeah, I don't know.
What was the Denver Nuggets coach when he was there? George, what's his name? What was his
name? George Karl.
You guys see his tweet?
Maybe.
Not George.
What did old George have to say? He does not have a problem criticizing people if he did criticize him. I remember him like talking shit to Darren Williams before they traded him or after they traded him.
No, that was Sloan you're thinking of.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, he was on the Jazz. I always confuse the Jazz and Nuggets. Never mind.
It's okay. They're basically the same region.
It's just out west and almost the same color scheme.
Also, right. He's apparently trying to get the Sonics back. That's mainly on his Twitter page. There was a tweet last week. All right, he apparently tweets a lot. So I'm not going to find it. But anyway, he made a great point. Like, if Denver isn't inviting guys like Carmelo to be at their games next week in the NBA Finals, what is Denver really doing?
Denver might have to retire his number, if we're being completely honest.
He changed that franchise. He completely wasn't him or somebody. Something happened. I forgot who it was, but I saw either a tweet or a TikTok or something. They won a combined game of like 35 games the 2 years prior to Carmelo being in Denver.
Well, that's why they had a top three pick.
It's just unfortunate.
And then he matched those 2 years in the first year he was there.
Like, he's going to obviously be a first ballot Hall of Famer because of Syracuse and Olympic Melo. And then the years he's been on Team US in the NBA, obviously.
So the question there is, do you take that into account as your as a team? Okay, what year did he get drafted? It was 05, right? With LeBron?
It was 03 with LeBron.
Oh, was it? It was 03.
My sister's graduation year.
He walks into the league.
Here's basically the tweet. He was quote tweeting somebody about something. Celebrate guys from basically all the eras. Tombo.
Yeah. Kiki used to be a Nick.
Chauncey.
Melo, Nene, Kenneth Wilson, and others that.
I mean, if the Celtics are bringing Brian Scalabrine in for Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Okay. I think Melo is not in that class that all the teams that he played for, especially the Knicks and Nuggets, if they were to retire.
Don't forget that 30 seconds in Atlanta.
I forgot about that. Like,
he comes in, they make the playoffs the first year. After that, while they have very little playoff success, they went to the conference finals.
Other than that conference finals.
Yeah. Right. The year before they played the Lakers, they played Kobe.
Kobe went off in that conference finals, if I remember.
Right. Yeah.
The 5 years before that, they lost in the first round every year, but they were second or first in their division every year. And they won 43, 49, 44, 45, 50, 54, and then they lost that conference. And then they traded him, and that was it. They traded him and won 53 games the year they traded him.
They took half the Knicks team.
Yeah, half the playoff team Knicks.
Star.
The crazy thing is, like, kind of switching it over to the playoffs now, it's like, this is like, ideally, not what the leagues want, but in a perfect world, exactly what the leagues need.
I was thinking
especially the NHL. You're getting two towns to celebrate a cup. That could celebrate a cup for the first time ever.
The NHL doesn't have the luxury right now to not want the big teams in the finals. The NBA does. I still think
this NBA Finals is going to be a fun one since I've been watching every basketball game. I think it's realistically going to be a better one because the Heat are just dogs and I really like Jokic and the Nuggets. So,
from a selling perspective, I would assume Jimmy's a pretty popular player. There's an underdog story there. They'd be the first 8 seed to ever win the title.
Right.
And Jokic is not back-to-back MVP anymore, but was a two-time MVP.
He was a couple of votes away from Trump.
Right. So, like, to me as a pretty casual basketball fan, there was no reason to watch the Eastern Conference. Since before LeBron went to the Lakers, there was no reason to watch Eastern Conference basketball. for like a decade. He was just going to be in the finals every year. It didn't matter what anybody else did. Now, like, there aren't those guys don't exist anymore. I don't think LeBron's not at the peak of his powers. Giannis got knocked out in the first round by this team. It's like, you know, these Boston guys can't get along. So KD felt, you know, same thing with KD and Phoenix. Like, the NBA is a lot more wide open than it once was now, which I think is good personally. But in the NHL, I think Vegas has been a great story the whole time. I think it's good. That's good for the league. And Dallas is a big market. I don't know how much the Stars have in that marketplace, but it is a big market.
Yeah, it's not like Dallas. Top five. Yeah.
Right.
Outside and of Florida, 2019, right? With Butler. I saw this recently. With Butler, outside of the 2019 season where Miami finished as an 8 seed and didn't really go too deep. And 2018 is last year in Philadelphia, or 2019, whenever it was. 2018, 2019. So the 2019 season, 2018, 2019 season, Butler hit the layup with 4 seconds left, and then Kawhi hit that corner three that sent Toronto, that bounced like 12 shit. Times.
Yeah, his year in Philly is like a blur.
Right. So then his first year in Miami was the 1920 season, which got cut.
In the bubble. But they went to the
went
finals.
To the bubble, went to the finals. Last year, he missed the game-winning bucket
in
the Eastern Conference Finals in Game 7. Shit. All he had to do was hit the bucket, and his press conference said, "We'll be back next year."
It's just, they were that weird team, just couldn't get it going in the regular season, then lost the playing game, and then they just woke up and were like, "All right, let's go."
I guess we should play.
And this was without Tyler Hero, so right. Like basically him.
Well, he was there for what, the second playing game, and then I think one playoff game.
Maybe game one. I think he got hurt in game one.
Maybe game one. And like, it's just really insane, just like how people gelled. And other than Bam and basically Jimmy, everybody else is just like, all right,
by game three. They're expecting him possibly to dress for game three.
Hero?
Yeah.
That's been the rumors, yeah.
Wow.
Denver, Denver, Miami, Miami?
Yeah.
Yeah. For whatever reason, it's like baseball. They don't have it until the World Series and NBA Finals. It's been 2-2, 1-1-1-1-1, and then in the finals it's
2-3-2?
Yeah.
They changed it, the NBA.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking at the schedule here. So okay. Thursday, Sunday in Denver. Okay.
Good.
Thursday, Sunday, Denver. Wednesday, Friday, Miami. Monday, Denver. Thursday, Miami. Sunday, Denver.
So baseball's the only one with 2-3-2 left, because they definitely still use it in the NLCS and the World Series.
Yeah, they changed it. And that's what, 2 days between each game also?
Probably.
Because for whatever reason, the NBA Finals needs to be a month long.
Well, the NHL is doing the same thing. The last three games, there's two games in between each one.
Well, yeah. Well, NBA's gotten better if you look at the scheduling. The last round looked better.
The NBA, like, I'm all right with it now. I do like
thank
every
God,
other thing.
Like, honestly, though, thank God the Eastern Conference went further than it should have, because they would have had 10 days off.
I know.
Until the NBA Finals.
I didn't like it in, like, when they do it in, like, the first round, where it's like...
Yeah, they milk it. They milk the first round.
It's all over the place.
Yeah, they milk the first and second round, and then the next two rounds, they, like, it's like lightning quick within reason.
So, the NHL schedule is Saturday, Monday, Thursday.
Right, so 2 days off.
No, that's... Oh. Saturday, Monday,
NBA's,
Tuesday, yeah, Thursday.
NBA's
Thursday, Saturday.
Thursday, Sunday.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Oh, sorry, hockey. Talk about. Yep. NBA.
They have
more,
they
Thursday,
have one
Sunday.
Day that looks like it combines. NBA.
And Stanley Cup's on TNT, right?
Yes. All TNT. Of it's on TNT.
Which makes sense, because it worked out where ESPN has. So yeah. They link up.
It's so unfortunate that ESPN can't have the TNT pregame, and the TNT pregame goes to ESPN, and then the TNT has the ESPN pregame.
Yeah, I don't.
There's no link up days.
No, but it is, I think it's four straight nights
of something
of Miami things.
Yes,
in Florida, Miami.
Like the Panthers are
game seven, game three is next Wednesday, game three is Thursday, game four is Friday, game five is Saturday.
That's
what you mean. Yeah,
4 days
next,
in a row.
Next week, it's 4 days in a row of South
Home
Florida.
Miami playoff game.
Yo, can you imagine games. If both teams are up 2-0 going into that week?
If they like win on back to back days, that I mean, nobody will be caring about the Panthers if the Heat win.
Oh, no, no. They're clearly team number two down there.
In case you guys are wondering, Senga's City Field ERA is 129, while his road is 612.
Yeah, I don't.
So
I don't know.
We're gonna leave him in New York in October.
We're
gonna figure that out. No travel.
Yeah, it's like it makes no sense.
Just don't even travel. You're just gonna pitch whenever we're here.
It really doesn't make a lot of sense.
You know what? Again, he's also getting used to these ballparks. You know, he's working out at Citi Field more. He's at Citi Field more. I'm gonna give him that kind of. I want to mentally think of it that way for now. Leave me alone.
We're kind of abruptly jumping to baseball, but I give him a lot of credit for the game he pitched last Wednesday because he very clearly did not have good stuff
in Chicago,
and he got through five innings and only gave up three runs. That's what this team like. I can't expect much more on a day when you clearly are not, you know, fully there, stuff-wise. They just didn't score enough runs. And then...
Can you imagine if McGill or Peterson could have bad stuff and pitch five innings?
Did you see the
stat on Peterson I sent you guys the other day? The guy had, like, three perfect innings and then walked 12 guys in a row.
He struck out the first six batters of the game and then ended up giving up.
He's unfortunately broken.
We have no lefty in this rotation, and that's supposed to be our left-hander.
Well, he's coming back. Quintana, he'll be back at some point. I don't know when. I said this in our group chat.
Happy anniversary on our no-hitter.
It's a month.
A month ago, sorry, April.
A month ago, yeah.
That was on my son's birthday? Cool. I didn't realize that.
That was Final Islander game of the season. We were all watching the Mets on our phones instead of the Islander game.
Wait, really? I wasn't the game. Sorry. We talked about it in our group chat. It's like we came into the season expecting, you know, McGill and Peterson to give solid innings.
Those steps, yeah.
And they just not even take a step. Just do if Peterson gave what he gave us last year, which was I think a high 3 ERA, maybe low 4. That would be
perfect for
right
a
now.
4 or 5 starter.
Yeah, wow. It'd be perfect. And McGill, I mean, McGill's weird because
he gets everybody out and then there's two outs.
Every time there's two outs. But he very clearly came into last year throwing harder and then said, well, I keep getting hurt like this. I can't do it. So he dialed it back and it seemed to be working, but he just maybe
except
just
for
can't
with two outs.
Put people. I wish I'm going to look up his numbers with two outs. They got to be awful.
Isn't it funny that he's the guy who started the no-hitter, too, as we're talking?
Well, he had that unforgettable April.
Right.
Yeah, he
he's like the greatest April pitcher we've ever had.
And he did it so far this April, and then the Wilson.
The guy's like the September Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Finn, are you happy you finally got rid of the Swifty? Are you happier now after seeing all these goddamn videos of him dancing like
no,
a
buffoon? He's partying with Tyrus Miller.
Miles Teller.
Miles Teller is his boy, like his best friend in the planet.
Is he really?
It seems like
big
it.
Philly
they,
guy.
Big Philly guy.
They're not going to like each other.
They went on vacation last year. Last year when the whole thing happened, he was just on vacation with Miles Teller.
Hey,
so,
Escobar grounded into a double play. Woo!
Good for Aaron. I'm happy he's happy. Wadda, wadda, wadda. Here we go. Are you ready? With nobody out, Tyler McGill is giving up a .219 batting average, a .296 on base percentage, and a .343 slugging percent.
Nice running by fucking Tommy Pham.
Yeah, like a fucking get him out of my life. With one out. Very similar, .219 batting average, .320 on base, .391 slugging percentage. It's a .711 OPS, under league average.
Can we say how...
Two outs, 382 batting average, 1100 OPS. I don't get that. That can't be sustainable, as in it can't stay that way.
Well, so if you had the Mets first five innings, you won.
I have hopes for Tyler McGill.
Here's my theory.
He's an end of the rotation depth piece at it right now, which obviously you need. So
bullpen guy, October bullpen on him.
I mean, if we get saw it
last year,
yeah, it didn't work.
It did not work at all.
In fairness, nothing worked that weekend.
No, but nothing. He didn't. It didn't work for him in the bullpen. Regardless, it wasn't that weekend. It was just the whole month when he came back.
Right.
It didn't work.
Him and Peterson.
Well, I think Peterson had like one good outing in the bullpen, but no, not in general.
We need the old rules back where we could let Peterson pitch for one out, McGill pitch for one out, and then we could bring a different guy in for the last out of the inning.
Right. Or we change pitchers with two out, with just two outs. So he pitches the first two outs, and then
Peterson pretends he's hurt, so we have to take him out.
I'll intentionally walk somebody. It doesn't matter. Just get two outs, and then intentional walk and take him out.
Does that count still? Or are they gonna?
It's a battle. You can intentionally walk someone to be a battle.
Knowing our luck, don't turn that into a rule next year where you're not allowed to intentional walk. It won't count as a batter if you intentionally walk a guy, because every rule that Buck beat last year, they turned in the opposite way, so Buck can't beat it this year.
What really would happen is they'll bring in Ottavino, and the guy will steal second and third, and then you're kind of screwed. Because that's just what we're dealing with right now.
We have a really bad bullpen.
We have a horrible bullpen. I was so sure they were going to blow that game on the...
What's Tyler Clippard up to these days? We got to get that guy back.
What's Addison Reed up to? Honestly, I don't... Dare I say, what's Jury Familia up to these days?
Where is he? Is he... He's somewhere,
he got
right?
cut. He was on Diamondbacks, I think. But I'm pretty sure he didn't make it out of spring training.
No, I think he got cut by somebody and then signed with the Diamondbacks. I'm on his page right here. No, I don't want his translations. Where's his transactions?
He hasn't. No, he's on the A's. That's what it was.
Oh, that's right. He got cut by the D-backs and went to the
A's. He got cut by the D-backs and he's on the A's. He has a 6 ERA. Okay, so maybe not.
Yeah, but they're going to look to trade him. They're going to trade everybody. Did you guys see...
Does anybody want them?
What's that guy with the bow tie on Saturdays?
Ken Rosenthal.
Ken Rosenthal going off about the Oakland Athletics?
They didn't win a game for like 2 weeks.
And then they beat the Braves last night.
And then they beat the Braves last night.
Unreal.
He literally was like... How do other owners let this guy run this team? He's like, think about it. You're an owner of a Major League Baseball team, and then there's this guy running the A's.
I mean, it's Memorial. Yesterday was Memorial Day. We're 2 months into the season. They have 11 wins. That's a 33-win pace for some quick math.
I know someone who put a dollar on them to win the World Series just out of...
It's a wasted dollar. You could have spent the dollar on anything else.
That's what I said, but it was like a $5 million payout.
The 62 Mets might be off the hook, to be completely honest.
They might be. It was weird. Gary and Howie they don't want the record to be broken. That was pretty weird.
What?
Oh, that's right. Then you're at the game. Yeah.
Wait, what?
I mean, he is ghost forking these guys to death right now.
Gary and Keith were talking about it on Friday night. Are we rooting for the A's to break the record? And Gary said no. It's part of their history, and they want to keep it that way. And Howie wasn't there, so he quickly texted him, and he said the same thing. And obviously, Keith did not like those answers. All right. I'm with Keith.
I'm with Mr. Hernandez on this one.
I was watching the Seinfeld Mr. Hernandez.
Keith Hernandez.
Fine.
Yeah, well, Vin, how was Colorado other than the Saturday game? That was terrible.
You know, the Saturday
how
game.
How was the food? How was the...
Okay.
How was seeing those ugly jerseys in person? That's my...
That's the thing. I saw a lot of them.
You oddly liked them.
Right. I saw a lot of them walking around the ballpark. and they had them up, obviously up at some of their stands, which it's very funny to walk around. The player they're promoting sales-wise with the jerseys, like every booth has it, is Chris Bryant.
And it's who else do you promote?
I know. Charlie Blackman.
Tohar is going to eventually be the guy.
Pofar.
And like
yeah,
Ryan Pofar. McMahon.
Not Pofar, Tofar. The shortstop.
Yeah, he's a young
guy. I thought you meant the 21. Outfielder.
No, Jackson Pofar will be on another team next year.
Yeah, he'll be gone to the deadline. And I was like, I guess.
Get me somebody who could play fucking right left field on this team.
He was a top prospect at second base with the Rangers. That was fun.
Who?
Pofar.
Oh, yeah. Wow. The seeing the jerseys on people in the concourse and hanging in the thing, they look good. Because you see the mountains on the back.
I think it's the green pants.
The green pants are awful. And also, my dad pointed this out. Number one thing, you feel like you're in Citi Field. The seats are green. There's brick everywhere.
We just remade Coors Field. But
yeah. We almost did. And the capacities are almost exactly the same. It's like both 46,000 seats. We almost remade Coors Field.
There's a lot worse parks to recreate.
Correct. He didn't like the
it's
green
a nice
uniforms.
Park. If you like the view and everything,
we'll point that out. He didn't like the green uniforms.
Thank you,
James. They looked.
God bless you, James. You pointed this out. This is why you're the better San
or my, I don't know. My uncle may have pointed it out. The jersey the jersey is half green, half white, but the numbers are white, so you can't see the top half of the number.
Right.
Like you don't know what the full number is. It's right. Like so. It's kind of dumb. The stadium, very nice. Food wise, we ate at restaurants before. More, oh, I did have. I got a cheesesteak. It was pretty good.
Okay. You can't really fuck that up.
Go to Colorado to get a cheesesteak.
Exactly. I was wondering, when you get Rocky Mountain oysters? I'm not going to fucking get those.
How many blue moons did you have?
How many blue moons? Just one. Because I didn't want to get it. You had to get it with the orange peel. They're not going to do that at the ballpark.
Fair.
We went to my cousin's house and he made them with that. They do not have a rotunda. Although, we didn't walk around the exterior. We only went in the same gate both times.
See, that was the most annoying thing when I went to the Dodger Stadium. There's levels, and you could only get in. Like it was like segregated. So
it's kind of like MetLife.
I was like walking around thinking like there's one main entrance, and I literally felt bad because I made Nicole walk around the whole stadium and then go back up to where our seats were, thinking that we were going to be able to do that.
That's similar to Cowboys Stadium that they have now. We went in on one side of the stadium and realized our seats were on the complete other side. Instead of being able to walk around the whole thing, we had to walk all the way up to the 400 section to walk across, down three levels to get back to the 100.
Nicole wasn't happy when I did that. I was pissed too because I could have just stayed
The whole concourse-wise is one level that you could see out to the field again like Citi Field. I mean, it's a nice. There's a nice. I didn't go up there, but looking wise, there's a nice porch deck, something like that.
Yeah, I remember them mentioning that.
According to my cousin who lives there, there's a dispensary up there, so I'm not surprised.
In the actual stadium?
Apparently, yeah.
Oh.
The whole state smells like weed.
I figured that.
It just is what it is. I'm fine with it. Yeah, nice views of anything. There's a nice view of the sunset. We didn't have it. If you sit on the first base side, you could see like the sunset outside.
Yeah,
the stadium,
they mentioned that in the game. Yeah,
A lot.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good, good spot. They were the first game. Obviously, the Mets won, so it was better. But it was just a lot of Coors Field games going on. I mean, Pete hit a triple. That was on Sunday.
Everybody hit a triple.
Yeah.
Brendan had like six over
Nimmo
the
had two triples. It was just a lot of Coors Fieldness that we're used to. Alvarez hitting the home run to tie the game was a great moment. And then they unfortunately lost that game. But solid weekend overall, trip wise, not for the team, but trip wise. Good weekend, great weekend.
So I will admit that Saturday when they were down 6-4 before Alvarez's homer?
6-3.
Right before he did that, I put the last $10 on the Met money line, and it would have paid out $95 for them to win that I had in my DraftKings account. Next pitch I hear on the radio, he hits it out of the ballpark. I'm like, all right, let's do this.
Cash out.
No, there was no cash out. There wasn't a cash out at that point. But then I was driving, so I never looked at it. By the time I got home, the game was at the end, so you couldn't even cash out.
Right.
So
now, another thing. There was a lot of Mets fans. Mets fans travel well. He's right.
Right.
There were a lot. You guys saw in the pictures I sent that there was a lot around us, but there was just a lot there in general.
Well, there was a lot of cheering.
That's a good trip to make too. It's right. Not like
nice weekend trip too.
It's a nice. It's Memorial Day weekend. It's a nice little getaway. On top of that, also, you know, they have an airport. You know, it's not like one of those towns you go to where you're not going to be able to get into an airport that's in the city.
It's fucking massive. There's literally a train that takes you, like, you have to take a train to get to
Dallas. Also,
yeah, it's fucking crazy. On the flip side, on the bad side, is the actual baseball that was played and the decisions that were made by one Buck Showalter. They have a terrible bullpen. That's just a fact. I don't know what they think Starling Marte is supposed to look like, but I know it's not this.
I don't know. He stole a base on the first.
I know he just stole a base. Everything he hits is into the ground. All of it. I don't remember the last time he hit a line drive or a fly ball.
Finn, you know what he needs. Remember what happened last year when he was me at the Mexico game? We got to remember that for Saturday when he comes up.
No, I don't remember what we did.
We said, when was the last time Marte hit a line drive somewhere? And then next thing you know, it went 400 feet.
He also can't run. I know he just stole a base, but he can't run. So why was he playing center
field? I forgot USC FC played at Citi Field this weekend.
It was actually NYFC versus Philly, surprisingly enough.
Convenient.
So
Carrie made a very big point about that before the game.
Yes. I'm a little annoyed at Buck Showalter. That's about it.
When aren't you?
I wasn't at all last season, Danny. You know this. I was mostly not. And right now I am. I don't know why Brett Beatty isn't playing. I told you. I mean, I said it, and you were right. That I said, I hope the Vientos playing time isn't at the expense of Beatty. And you said, well, get ready to be mad. And I'm mad because it's now two games in a row.
This whole – Beatty's got to play against lefties. That's what it comes down to.
I tweeted it today. He hit a 100-mile-an-hour exit below double against the lefty at Coors Field to drive in a run. But right, like two at-bats before the homer, before Alvarez's homer.
He should be in the lineup the next 2 days. You would assume that he's in the lineup the next 2 days.
But then Vientos won't be. And I don't know.
We can't. There's for whatever reason, they can't get in a groove of a lineup that Buck or the nerds want to play every day. And it's really annoying.
Look at the positive.
I want to say
hasn't played.
That's a good point. I've never watched him play defense in the outfield, but Mark Vientos has to be the worst outfielder in the history of the planet.
Excuse me, why do you not just move Jeff McNeil over there? Bring up Mauricio to play second.
Play second. Okay, but
and let Vientos DH every game.
He should, but I've seen Tommy Pham drop like two fly balls already this season. He can't be any worse.
The problem is we kind of still need Tommy Pham because he's the legs. Well, that.
He's the only theoretically
outfielder if and when Marte gets hurt again. And then it's only Nimmo and McNeil, basically.
And Canna.
That's where
the Vientos Beatty playing in outfield a little bit over the last year changed.
I'm perfectly fine with going back to the
two outfielder
to the only. Jeff McNeil as everybody's backup situation. It was a lot more fun.
Well,
move him around every friggin' day. I don't care.
Play what's Lucas Duda doing these days? And Daniel Murphy plays for the Long Island Ducks. He played left field for a couple of days. Send him out there.
That was an adventure.
The bullpen's the problem, my dad says.
Bullpen is the problem.
I agree. They have one reliever pitcher I trust.
Yep.
And it's just a matter of time until he blows up.
It's just a matter of time before he becomes a human, I think.
Tommy tries to jinx it every night.
He tries to jinx it every fucking day.
He's like, really good at doing that anti-jinx thing, so let him keep talking shit about it.
D-Rob has been a great reliever his entire career. He's not going to have a .9 ERA this season. He's going to have a 2.5 ERA. So and at some point, he's going to balance out a little bit. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's still really good.
It's just we'd rather him be having those fuck-ups now instead of
I would rather
September when he's going to be doing it.
In the eighth inning with the guy with the .9 ERA in the ninth inning. There'd be so much less problems if the World Baseball Classic didn't happen.
Or they didn't start jumping after qualifying for to get out of the round robin.
So mad that the fucking Dominican Republic didn't beat them. They were supposed to win the whole tournament and they couldn't get out of the damn qualifying round.
More importantly, my team Israel hat will be here tomorrow.
Congratulations. Your Ike Davis hat is coming in
there. I needed a
Is it a yarmulke?
It's the World Baseball Classic hat.
You said no, Team Israel.
So I went to go. I found the U.S. I was going to order the USA one because I have a bunch of the bench clear tank tops for USA. Okay. So I ordered the World Baseball Classic USA one. And New Era was the only website that actually had it in stock in my size.
Okay.
So I needed another thing for
free shipping.
For free shipping. So I was like, you know what? I got enough Met hats. I have enough Giant hats.
I'm pretty sure shipping
they don't have Michigan.
Wasn't the $30 that you spent on a hat, so you would have spent less money, but whatever.
Yeah, I got Team Ezra, whatever.
Whatever, it's hats.
So
we wear them every damn day.
Exactly. I'm going to wear it.
Correct. You going to wear it Sunday? I mean Saturday?
I don't know if I'll wear the Team Israel hat on Saturday, Vincent.
Pretty sure Harry Rose is Jewish, just saying.
He is. But it's Saturday and daylight, sure Gary so you know Cohen it's still.
Well. Yeah.
Anybody have any idea what's going on with Gary Cohen's cheek?
He's always had that issue.
For years, he's had that.
For some reason, you don't really notice it. And then
it's angles. Kind of like...
Yeah, it's the angles.
You only notice
on the
it
side of his neck. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Doesn't look great. But.
It looks like it's a giant wad of tobacco just chilling in the back of his cheek.
Really does.
But you know it's not.
It's definitely not.
Unless we don't see him spin it. We don't hear. He's good with the button.
He could be really good at the mute button.
By the way, boys, we have a starter in the seventh inning. Just throwing it out there.
See, this is tough. Because they're undefeated when the starter goes six innings. But they're only up 1-0 right now.
And they can't get another run.
And they just can't score. And the bullpen is dead. And he's at 87 pitches. So he's only probably got this inning left.
How many more bad games for Trey Turner until we can trade for him? And then he becomes our everyday second baseman. Jeff can move to left.
Fine. He can play the outfield. He used to at one point. I think the World Baseball Classic has fucked some of these guys up. Lindor does not look the same. He does not look the same.
But you got to realize, again, they even said it before the game today, like, this is when teams started really turning. This is where teams start turning up.
Yeah, let's hope so.
This is usually where the teams, like, this is the Memorial Day weekends when Girardi got fired.
This is true.
So it's like, I'm not saying we should have fired Buck over the weekend. You know, we're more of a team that flies out to California first and then fires guys. So we got to wait till another California trip. I don't think we have another one.
I don't think so. Well, I mean, we had one already, so I.
Yeah, and then we just went to Colorado.
So you would have thought, well, there's a.
The trade just homer? No.
No, there's a nice catch.
The Gold Glover's got it.
Okay, you don't have to celebrate that one, Sanger. So that's a normal person catch. That's a non-Starling
Marte play. He doesn't even care that he caught it.
No, he doesn't give a shit. That was a normal catch for him. He's a Gold Glover.
That one was easy.
Oh, my God. Brandon Nimmo is our best player. I hate it so much. I need Don LaGreca to make a Brandon Nimmo, Danny.
Yeah, we need that.
We go west again. We go to Houston.
That's west, but not Central. That west.
Oh, we got the Arizona-San Diego trip right before the All-Star game.
Okay. What are you... I don't know. What are you saying why to? Why do I hate that Brandon Nimmo is our best player? Because... he was just a doofy guy who walked a lot. Like
a doofy guy from Wyoming who just
7 years ago. And now he's just a superstar. And it's just so weird. I'm not used to it.
And we barely paid him any money, Vin. So we win. Just think, he could have gotten Juan Soto money if he went into free agency.
It doesn't make any sense about his career arc. But I guess I'm not mad at it. It's just, it feels weird. My body is still not adjusted to it. My brain is not adjusted to it. But shout out to Nims.
We're paying him under we're paying him $162 million.
Can you imagine? That's a lot of, he got a lot of money.
He did get a lot of money, but can you imagine if he hit the open market? The open market, he would have got probably $200 million from some team because he could have held out and just asked some team.
I'm surprised he didn't. I guess he signed early enough in the offseason that, like...
I think he gave a...
98? Jesus Christ.
By the way, that is the worst baseball player in the league.
Castellanos?
He's the most overhyped baseball player in the league.
He might be. He got a little bit of a... I would say he got a hometown timing discount. Like, he wanted to get his situation settled. But, like, I keep going back to the Giants and the fact that they wanted to spend money and didn't. Like, twice tried to sign Judge, trying to sign Correa. He would have been a guy they would just throw the money at because they had it.
Right, and then would have got Conforto for nothing and be like, hey, your buddy's here, come play with us.
Correct, which Conforto's starting to a little bit. He's got like 11 homers, I think. He's starting to do his thing.
Well, that's another team that who knows where they're going to be.
They're in a wild card spot right now. The wild card spots are nuts. It's like the Diamondbacks and the Giants and the Marlins, I think.
There was like a week where the Diamondbacks were the best team in the National League.
Apparently, Cartel Marte is back, and that kid Corbin Carroll is like a beast. So, he's probably going to win Rookie of the Year above our guys. No offense to our guys. Oh, jeez.
Jeez. Don't hit the guy behind home plate.
Here's what we need to talk about as we're in this moment, and it's something that Steven and I discuss, and Danny, I'm sorry for this. We'll spend 2 minutes on it. Francisco Alvarez's gear stinks.
Okay, how come he's so back to boring. The silver bullet?
Look at him.
Oh, look at that run.
Look at the pads just flopping.
The jersey, it's a jersey thing, because when they wear the black, he wears the black stuff.
Right.
I don't like the silver. I need some more color. I need some more style.
He's the silver surfer, though.
Okay, yeah, but Nito uses the silver also, so it's basically just Nito stuff that he's wearing.
Like, matte silver looks weird. I guess I got to give him some time.
He's more I won't lie. About. I was playing MLB The Show, and he had just a plain blue helmet on, and I went in there, and I edited some orange.
How did they talk to each other just now?
Well, Lindor's the translator, clearly.
Somebody's got to learn it, because I wonder how good his English is. It was pretty good the few times he tried to speak it, like for a guy who just got here. He said
pizza pretty good.
He said pizza fine, yeah.
You can learn how to say ghost ball. And stuff
you can, like right. Like 1, 2, you could numbers.
You can see what numbers. I was thinking of, like. Dude, obviously they have the Japanese. They have Japanese. He has Japanese coming in his ear, right? But Cisco has a button, and it translates into Japanese, right? Which
That Danny, holy shit, that's a good. So Alvarez is going out and telling Francisco,
no, whatever. That's the same person. That's the same person.
Okay, they both have the same first name. I'm sorry, because I can't call him Frankie because he doesn't like it.
Lindor, you know, his name is Lindor. Well,
he could push the button too, though, right? Alvarez can push the button. So is he going to the mound?
Alvarez has the buttons.
He does it. You see him do it all the time.
Right. So
in Chicago, when they were in Chicago, though, Sangai had the buttons and was sending the pitch to Alvarez.
Does it say the number or whatever in their language?
You would think, because you're able to get whatever voice you want.
I would assume it does. So are they just talking on the mound, pushing buttons at each other?
Well, not then. But...
Oh, so that's what the little earpiece is for? The
pitches... Yeah, that's pitch com.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, do they just go to the mound and Alvarez,
secret service,
and Alvarez like pushes four, and then he hears it in Japanese and goes, okay, yeah.
I would assume. It is 2023. But it's
did
you see someone Alvarez throw it into the stands frustrated the other night? That was funny.
We also don't give the Japanese, really anybody outside the country, enough credit that they speak some English. We're the only slobs. Correct. We're the only one that doesn't speak their language.
He makes a good point. Okay,
I feel embarrassed to say this, but I wanted to see Trevor Bauer posted a video explaining why he pitched in the minor leagues, And I was like, what's his dumbass excuse?
So I saw his agent tweet out it.
Correct. His excuse was, there's no DL in Japan. And you could just go up and down as much as you want. So their game got rained out and he wanted to pitch. Why wouldn't he just pitch the next day? I don't know. But
he sucked them both.
Correct. So
because he never took the time to learn their language. And
their coaches are speaking. There's an English speaking coach to him. And then
we have his translator just running out to the field with Jeremy Hefner and
he's like in the outfield and in the cage and stuff, and there's an English speaking coach. So
just comes out of the outfield to
it was just wild.
All right.
Josh Hart hitting the hard hitting questions on Twitter just now. Jesus. Have you ever tasted y'all significant other's breast milk asking for a friend? Okay, Josh. Clearly want to suck your wife's...
Josh Hart is nuts.
I can't wait till they give him a max deal.
Get this guy out of here. I know he needs to go.
No, he needs to be here.
To stay, but they need to know his limits of playing.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying, Danny. Right, Pips get him can't off help social media. He's his old, you know, the NHL equivalent of his old guy you don't take out of the lineup. He's that. He's just, my answer to everything is Josh Hart. Just like the Islanders' answer to everything was Leo Komarov, his answer to everything is Josh Hart. And I'm like, well, he needs to play like 22 minutes a night, not 38.
Right.
And that's it.
All right, boys. Let's do a little football before we go.
Football!
D-Hop's a free agent. Top 5 spots.
All the big spots. Kansas City, Buffalo.
KC, Buffalo.
Okay. I don't want to think the Eagles. They'll magically find money for him, unfortunately.
Selfishly, I want him to be a Packer. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, but that's he mentioned all three things of what he wants. Unfortunately, love is...
that area.
Unfortunately, Love's not that guy yet.
He's not. Okay. I don't have a top 5 because, like we said, the answers are the answers. It's the Chiefs. Even with Odell, it's still the Ravens.
Ravens would
trust Odell that much. It's Buffalo because they're big. This is according to bookies.com, the odds. Number one probability at plus 350. Mr.
Ikenrun's trying to bunt on to get on base.
He did it in Colorado too. The Dallas Cowboys are the top odds.
Well,
I could see it,
but I don't know. He goes back to the state where he was drafted. They do have Cooks again.
They do have Cooks. Where did he go? He went to Clemson, right?
Him? Yeah, Clemson.
Yeah, so it's not. He didn't go to school in the state. Number two, he
grew up. DeAndre. He grew up.
Just a bloop. He's not a person.
Where did he grow up? Jesus Christ. Oh, South Carolina.
Okay. So he wasn't
far away then.
Where he went to school. Number two.
His mom's story is out of control. Crazy. Why she's blind.
I don't know the story. What's the story?
Yeah, you can Google it. It's an old story. Someone threw acid in her face.
Oh, geez. Number two odds, the New York Jets. I think they have too many receivers as it is.
That's what I said. My friend says he would be the perfect fit. I said, okay, so don't throw your rookie of the year the ball. Go for it.
Okay, wait.
Have a good time.
So they have Garrett Wilson.
Garrett Wilson. They got Lazard.
They had another guy last year. The guy who was the guy that wanted out.
Corey Davis.
Did he ever get out?
Corey Davis. No, he got traded then. Moore got traded.
Elijah Moore, that was it. He got traded. Corey Davis is still there.
So according to their depth chart,
do you guys remember when they paid Braxton Berrios a lot of money? He's still there.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
He got cut too. Shit. Okay.
Well, then Miami.
They got Hardman. Right.
They did sign Hardman.
Lazard, Wilson, Hardman, Corey Davis, Denzel Mims, Randall Cobb.
It's still amazing that Mims is still on that team.
Okay.
Never leaving.
Knowing this situation, he's going to want Cobb to play, so there's no room.
Well, Cobb's got to be the... What is happening?
I don't know why.
Cobb's is basically the Jets version of Sterling Shepard.
Cobb is there to fair catch the punts. That's what Cobb is there for. Yeah, that's my opinion on that.
Anyway, number three odds, the Chiefs, we know. Number four, the Panthers, that has to be a locational thing.
Yeah,
he grew up there because nobody wants to play there.
Bryce.
Oh, okay.
Bryce, right.
I forgot.
They got another top 10 pick coming next year when the Bears suck again.
That's a good point. Number five.
They were
five.
Not a terrible team. They just didn't have a quarterback.
They didn't have they won a lot of games at the end of the year with Baker.
No.
It wasn't Baker, it was Brady going to the Rams.
It was P.J. Walker.
It was P.J. Walker and the other coach after Matt Rhule got fired.
Didn't Darnold come back towards the end of the year also?
He might have. The Bills are in here, plus 1,000. The Ravens are in here, plus 1,200. The Pats, plus 1,500. Settling in also plus 1,000, which is like the sixth odds, the Lions. I don't hate that.
Missing that guy.
I mean,
willing to be a team guy.
I think Amon-Ra St. Brown is that guy, so he would be number two.
Yeah, he's that guy.
But is he willing to? Because that's a no me team.
Well, he's not really a me guy. Like, he played in the two worst spots and just like, ugh.
You know who I said as a dark horse? An interesting spot, and he had good years with him, was Cleveland.
Yeah, I saw that article today. I didn't click on it though.
Going back to play with DeSean, he played a couple years with DeSean, not a lot. It was like a total of one full season, basically, if you look at the numbers. Cooper.
Then you have Hunt hasn't signed anywhere yet either.
There's something about him, isn't there? Isn't there an issue?
No, that was years ago.
I know, but isn't there? I'm not saying
it's
illegal. 3 weeks
ago, an article came out that said three best spots for.
Okay. I thought he was hurt.
He was hurt towards the end of.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he was
Denver, Arizona, and Baltimore would be the three spots.
Baltimore, that would be very lethal.
We mentioned the Lions. I'm curious about who else Marvin Jones is there. Also, their running back room, because I know.
Well, they lost both Swift and.
Why did they
drafted a couple guys.
Oh, they drafted
Jameer Gibbs and they signed David Montgomery.
Right.
Why did they not bring Jamal Williams back?
That was weird.
He had like a zillion touchdowns last year.
That's why someone offered him more money.
I honestly don't remember where he went. Danny?
I'm drawing a big blank.
Any guesses?
He stayed in the division.
Nope, when he went to the Saints.
He went to the Saints. Oh, that's right. If you look at Cleveland,
by the way, Cooper's your one, Peoples-Jones is your two, Elijah Moore is the three.
Right. So he would fit in at number two.
Jumps in as their
and he has the connection with Watson.
He does. I don't know how much money they have, though, because they did just sign Zadarius or trade for Zadarius, whatever way they got him.
It's gonna be interesting. Someone's gonna find a way to like make room, like always.
2 months into the season, Senga, 30 innings, 14 hits, 4 runs, 14 walks, 38 strikeouts, and a 1.20 ERA at City
Field. At home, which comes out to a pretty good ERA even with the bad road starts. His ERA is like in the mid threes,
which he'll take any day of the week.
Pretty damn good. Before we really quickly go, who's going to win the NFC South? Because we're talking about the Saints and we're talking about the Panthers.
There's a video that I did not watch that we're going to have to watch later on that apparently they showed the quarterbacks throwing a football in Tampa.
Oh, yeah, it was bad.
Really?
And like you couldn't even edit them to look good, apparently.
It was it was like sailing over their heads. It was really bad.
Okay. Oh. So the quarterbacks in the division are Bryce.
I mean, by default, it should be the Saints,
right? Because
they have the best quarterback in the thing.
Who are the
ideally? They have the best quarterback. You don't know what Bryce is going to be yet.
The Bucks have Baker, right? That's where he is. No.
Yes.
Baker, and they drafted somebody a few years ago.
Baker is in Tampa. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kyle Trask. That was the other guy. Yeah, far. And then Bucks, Panthers, Saints.
I mean,
what's the other team?
Falcons offense, fantasy wise, should be good, but they don't use them.
Where's Calvin Ridley? He's gone, right?
Ridley's with the Jacksonville.
Jags.
That's going to be an interesting division down there.
We don't really know about the quarterback in Atlanta, though.
It's all pointing to Ridley.
Right. But I'm sure he's going to play. I just don't know how good he's going to be. He played okay last year.
Right. Nah, not really.
I mean, he wasn't horrible.
All righty, boys. Before we go, NHL Finals, NBA Finals. What do we got?
I haven't followed the NHL, so I'm just going to go Panthers.
In?
And NBA, I think it's going to be Nuggets.
How many games for each?
NHL, I say 6.
That's NBA, a safe number.
NBA, 6.
I'm going Golden Knights.
Because I was thinking today that game one's going to be very much Heat are going to take care of business. Then I forgot the whole air situation in Denver might neutralize that.
Didn't really. I mean, as just the person, I didn't really notice that much, but the people I was with did, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were there. So you're also Golden not playing Knights a full like basketball
game. I'm not playing a basketball game. I'm not doing anything physical. That's 100% the fact.
Escobar just got the second RBI. That's just
the luckiest single I've ever seen in my goddamn life.
That was a excuse me single.
That's going to keep him on the roster for a little.
He's going to play for the next week and a half now.
That's the single that makes Keith Hernandez not want to watch the Phillies. That's exactly what that is.
So I took Golden Knights in 7, and I'm going to say the Heat in 6.
Yeah, I just want a good series in the NBA.
Honestly. I'm going to say.
And Jokic is going to win MVP. Obviously.
Yeah, I'm going to say Nugs in 6. I'm also going to say Panthers in 7. I think the delay is going to give him a little bit of a rest versus the beginning. Rust, or in the beginning. So then Michael down 1-0, maybe even 2-1. But they've just been such a fucking wagon, and Bobrovsky's a monster right
Nemo.
Now.
Nemo, drop it. Oh.
See what happened when you talk shit about Nick Castellanos?
That's on you, Steve.
That's all on you, bud.
That's fine, because now we get Adevito and Robinson, boys. Gear up.
All right, well.
Gear up for the bases loaded 8th inning.
Let me go take care of business. I will see you guys when I see you.
We will talk to everybody soon. Have a good night. Don't forget to spend all your money, your life savings on all of our picks, because we're 100% right about everything.
Can't be wrong.
We'll be right back.